We're back in the Congressional Corner with Professor Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College. And Brad, I'm delighted you can join us again today. So the Quinnipiac poll, which just keeps showing Joe Biden leading among all of the contenders, what's that about?
It could be about any number of things, but the most obvious is name recognition. You know, right now we're about a debate and a half into the performances of the various candidates, and this is a period where Democratic voters are beginning to know some of the candidates for the nomination.
Isn't helping them.
There is a much longer history of Joe Biden being a prominent Democratic official than there is of somebody like Kamala Harris. So this takes time, right? We are still 6 months from the Iowa caucuses. There has been some introduction at this point, and we've seen a little bit of movement in the polling numbers. No, but it is early, and we know from the political science literature that voters do not begin to pay attention till much closer in the races. Enthusiasm among Democrats is fairly high, which would indicate probably that there is more attention being paid at this stage than there might normally be. Nevertheless, it is still very early, and you have to allow this process to play out, to have several episodes of debates, of other, you know, I'll say kind of big public moments for the candidates. And when we see that, there may be some shifting around, or there may be consolidation for Biden. So I think there's actually quite a bit that needs to play out here before we begin crowning the nominee.
Well, I agree with you. It's too early to crown anybody, but so far, it does look like it's not a question of Biden versus another personality. It's a question of where the soul of the Democratic Party is. To me, the soul of the Democratic Party is now theoretically moderate. The House of Representatives was won by the Democrats, and that's because the moderates, the blue, purplish moderates in the Democratic Party took over. So I see Biden as a sort of moderate. There are people who have opined about this in the New York Times and other places. And since beating Trump is number one on so many Democrats' plates, it seems to me that they're willing to go a little bit softer than on the liberal, ultra or uber liberal side of things.
So a few thoughts on that. There are, I think, a couple different ways to respond to that. One, I think pointing out, the number one expressed concern among Democrats is the ability to defeat Trump.
To win.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to the extent that they are projecting the ability to beat Trump onto somebody that is a moderate, I think, very much reflected in the strong polling numbers right now for Biden. But what they're not actually expressing is a desire for ideological moderation, right? That's actually not in the polls as kind of a first order priority. What is a first order priority is the ability to beat Trump. No, so in other words, there might be interplay between those two things. One of the other things that kind of cuts against Biden is if you ask Democrats kind of generically about the type of candidate they would be most enthusiastic in casting a vote for in the 2020 general election, Democrats respond a female candidate and a person of color. The least enthusiastic is a white guy. So in other words, like, there are things in those same polls that are actually cutting against Biden. And so I think in some ways, again, we have to kind of allow Democratic voters to sort through this, to become familiarized with the candidates and allow some of the sifting to take place before, you know, we get too confident that we have a clear choice about ideological moderation or something else.
I wanted to ask you, Brad Hayes, about this whole issue of race.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we're still in this kind of period of dramatic changes to our demographics. We have an ongoing wave of immigration that's been going on for a little while. And this is the first major wave that the country has experienced that is majority non-white, right? So in other words, what we see is a changing racial composition in the United States. And particularly, you know, if you look at the kind of the polling numbers on this, this creates a feeling of uncertainty and sometimes racial hostility, particularly among older and whiter Americans, right? So Trump, in his various efforts to kind of whip up racial resentment, is in some ways tapping into this particular climate in ways that at least his campaign believes he can use in ways that will be advantageous in the 2020 election. So he continues to do this. I'm not sure that he's actually motivated by the election. I think in some ways that might be a kind of post hoc explanation of some of what he's doing, right? In other words, trying to give it a political understanding rather than just labeling it as, you know, racial animus. But nevertheless, he seems as if he continues to come back to this. It is something that he has done throughout his political career, right? It's the very origins of his political life, his birtherism. And so he keeps coming back to this, whether, you know, he's talking about John Lewis's home district, or whether he's talking about, in the more recent episode, the home district of Elijah Cummings. Yeah, you know, it's the same kind of playbook that he returns to again and again.
So why Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton is a target. It seems to me Cummings didn't work for him. People like Cummings, but Sharpton, his pollsters obviously have something to say about this.
They might. I actually read that as kind of a return to New York City politics, right? That these are people that kind of know each other from their time
True.
In New York together. But you might be right. I mean, I don't have any insight into that. But in other words, he's trying to. I mean, one of the things that Trump does is to pivot quickly, right? To not necessarily change the overall message, but yeah. To keep shifting around, and which makes him a more difficult target to punch back at.
No question.
And this might be part of that same strategy.
Professor Brad Hayes, associate professor of political science at Union College, holds a PhD in government and politics from the University of Maryland. His areas of expertise include American political development, constitutional politics, and American institutions. We're lucky to have you, Brad. You're always welcome here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Alan.